Welcome to the post-July 4th episode of The Sal and Bob Show. I'm comedian Bob Phillips, and across from me at October Park Studios is my pal and show partner, Mr. Sal D'Amelio. How are you, Sal?
How you doing, Bob? Happy post-4th. Happy July 6th.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is now. Happy post-July 5th. Hope you had a nice 5th, because the holiday was really on the 5th this year.
I had a nice 5th, but I drank it on the 4th, Sally. Hi,
all. Yeah, that was good. I saw that meme out there.
Yeah, Independence Day. Are you feeling independent now?
I feel like the country is coming together. I think blowing off sparklers to each other made us, you know, less divisive. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed like for that little moment in time a couple of days ago, people were at least united around the fact that it was our country's birthday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people had flags out on their, front porches, hanging off the front porch, which is very nice, very patriotic to see. And then at night, they were burned by people. So, no, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's America right now, right? I'm with you. I read an interesting article the other day about, and I don't know how, you know how you go down a rabbit hole on BuzzFeed or something like that, or YouTube? I read an interesting article. It was on BuzzFeed, and it was something like 20 surprising things that British people find when they come to the United States. Like things they didn't expect, things they don't have in the UK. And one of the things was the amount of flags that we fly in the United States. And Britain, you know, the UK, they fly, you know, their flag, but nowhere on earth are there more flags than the United States. Okay. And they said that it really took a moment to go, wow, okay, everywhere there's flags. I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't think of that. Did you?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that we're a, you know, I mean, compared to other countries, we probably fly flag. Like my dad, who loves to fly the flag, he's got a pole in his backyard. He said he went to 5 different places to get a flag about 5 days before July 4th.
Yeah.
Couldn't find one.
Yeah,
he had
sold
to go to
out.
Everybody was sold out. So
well,
people are buying flags, man.
Your dad, I admire him so much. He's flying the American flag. He's looking at several places to find an American flag.
He did.
He's an immigrant from Italy.
Yep. And he said that. He goes, I went to 5 stores. I'm like, man, you know how many people would have just gave up and not even gotten the flag?
Yeah, but
and
you
he's
see,
like, I gotta go get it.
You know what? He's the guy we need right now, Giuseppe D'Amelio. And I'm being completely serious here.
He's the guy. It's like he's the last guy you would think. Really, the last guy that should be trying to find a flag on July 1st.
Right, but this is his adopted country. I mean, he's Italian to the core.
Yeah.
But he's also he's a dyed-in-the-wool American,
yeah,
and he's out there looking for a flag.
He's a perfect example of somebody that came here for
better
life, you know, right?
And that's what it was all
about.
He made a great life.
Yep.
You know, his house in Livonia, it's legendary. The fountains, it's like Bellagio.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And his garden. Everybody on Facebook waits for your garden updates from your dad's backyard.
The Garden of Giuseppe.
Yeah, I so admire him and people like him who've come here from other parts of the world and have set up shop and become Americans, right?
Correct. I guess that's what it's all about. But I know you probably lost your point, but you were just saying about the flags. I mean, people just go out and buy flags, and it's just amazing how this country runs out of flags.
Flags everywhere.
That's great. You know, that's how patriotic.
I mean, I like that. I mean, what did we find out the last year? People are flying flags for very different reasons, right?
Yep.
And you know what? Which is fine as long as everybody remains cool and united. But we're in a weird time in this
country.
How
old are we? Are we 276 years old or something like that?
Well, I know. See, we were 200 years old in 1976. So that's what? 45 years ago. So we're 245? 245, yeah.
Okay.
Remember the bicentennial?
Okay.
Yeah. I was 14 during the bicentennial. Remember the big tall ships coming into New York Harbor?
Oh, in 76, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And some of the, I forget what it was. Maybe it was CBS had the bicentennial minute every night that was a new bit of trivia.
Okay.
And it was a big deal.
Yeah, I was
deal.
A little young then. I think I was only 9, so yeah. I probably don't remember.
Everybody's younger than me, Sal. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not that much younger than you, but at that point, I was, at that year, I was way younger than you to where I wasn't, you know what I mean? Because when you were 14 in 76, right? You were 14?
I was 14, yeah.
Yeah, so you're a little bit more awake in the world, right?
Yeah, I had discovered girls, and my world had changed long about 13. Really changed at 14. I'm not going to go into why.
Discovered girls and bell bottoms.
Yeah, and weed, and, you know, sneaking into your parents' liquor cabinet. That was the summer of 76 was a was an eye-opening 3 months for Bob Phillips.
Yeah. 70s are great. I was just a little bit too young for the 70s, but then the 80s is my decade of adolescence.
I kind of wish the 80s were my decade, too, because there was a lot of cool stuff going on then.
Very cool, man. It was very cool. But we are in 2021 now, and it's a new world.
We're halfway done.
We are halfway done.
2021.
2021 is almost over. It's unbelievable that it's going to be 2022, and the pandemic started at the beginning of 2020, and it's going to be 2022 soon. It's just flying by.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it when you can, folks.
You know what? In fact, speaking of the pandemic, it's largely been considered over here in the United States. But it's not. There are
not
still
with
people.
The variants around.
Yeah.
The Delta variants.
COVID around. And the variants. It's a cover band up at Jamie's on 7. COVID and the variants.
You know what's funny is like just the whole this whole. I think we might have talked about this in another episode, but how we've been introduced to new words during this pandemic, right? And one of the words that it's disgusting for me to say. Because it's not a very pleasant word, or what it means is not pleasant, but it's a funny word to me, is the comorbidities.
Comorbidities.
Yeah, doesn't it sound like a band Ed Sullivan would have been? Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Anka and the comorbidities. But it's such a
thunderous applause from the Ed Sullivan thing.
Word. It means, you know, you've got underlying conditions that can kill you from the pandemic.
That was a new word.
But that's a new word that I never heard before 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I forgot the other ones I had written down, but I mean, there's so many terms now.
Yeah, there's one that...
Hydroxychloroquine was one. That was a drug we never heard of before. I mean, I'm just popping up in my head, but there's so many terms. And comorbidities was one that I'm like, God, this is a disgusting word, but it's so funny. It just sounds like a funny word to me.
Yeah.
So many words that we've been introduced to because of every craziness that we've dealt with. It's just funny to me, you know, some of the words we've learned.
Yeah, I learned one too. I like this one too. Efficacy.
Yeah.
Remember that one? Efficacy. Yeah. And, you know, if you don't look that up, you don't know what it is, but it's like... Efficacy is how well the vaccine works. 95% efficacy for Pfizer and Moderna, right? Yeah, a lot of... And you know what? I read just the other day. I'm fascinated by the changes that happen sort of under the radar during the worst part of the pandemic. Like, for example, gas prices just plummeted because nobody was driving. Car insurance, people were, you know, companies were giving discounts because, you know, you parked your car, you weren't driving anymore. And people forced the issue and said, hey, insurance company, give me back my money. And another thing that I read about, which I found fascinating, there's two products, Sal, let's see if you can guess these, two products that took a nosedive. You can buy each of these at CVS, Walgreens. Two products that took a nosedive during the lockdowns, the big one and then the later lockdown.
I know which one of them is.
Pick one. What is it?
I'm going to say lipstick.
Close.
Nobody wore lipstick anymore.
Breath mints.
Wow.
Breath mints. Listen, you know, like, we're not going anywhere, so why would we? The sales just plummeted. But maybe you should have bought breath mints. You know, you might have saved your marriage, people.
Yeah, yeah, or
just lipstick. But you know that that's on the list somewhere. I forget what.
Yeah,
number
I think
it was.
Lipstick companies were going broke. I mean, seriously.
I mean, who the hell was wearing it?
You're gonna wear lipstick under your mask?
I mean, besides me,
fake lips over.
I wore it throughout the pandemic. Just when I jogged. Here's another one. Okay, so we got lipstick. That's in the top 10. I'd have to look at the list again.
It's I think it is. It's got
and
be.
Breath mints, and one of the I think this is in the top three. Deodorant.
Sure, deodorant makes sense. I'm sure suitcases sales were down. People didn't travel, so they weren't buying new luggage.
Yeah,
you can go on and on with what we didn't do, and then what we did do was sit at home. So Netflix made money.
All that went up.
All the Amazon, the home delivery just threw for the roof. Anything home delivery.
Yeah.
Obviously, Amazon, even, you know, Target.com, they would send you your stuff, whether they used Amazon or they used their own distribution.
DoorDash. Uber Eats, all that.
Uber Eats, the weed stores. Stock, what are those stock companies that they probably gained?
Right, yeah. E-Trade.
People, E-Trade and all that. They did
and
well.
And then cryptocurrency went wild because people had nothing to do and they, you know, they tried to, you know. People made money on that, which, you know, it's just vaporware as far as I'm concerned. But, a lot of weird facts.
Home decorations. You know, my brother was busy with construction. People wanted to redo their...
Yeah.
They wanted to redo
pool
their patio.
Installation. Would you have ever thought
pool
that?
Pool installation. Extra rooms in your house because people made their home offices.
Yeah.
So construction companies had buildings for... just additional rooms.
Right.
That went through the roof. And then, you know, we know the stuff that went in, you know, paper cups and stuff for restaurant sales probably went
down. Well, look at you. I didn't know all of this. I just had a couple of points to make for the show. You're just like filling in all the blanks.
I'm just throwing out. I'm just thinking about shit I do in my daily lives.
No, but it's good stuff, man. By the way, we're so social, aren't we, Sal?
Very social.
So social.
All the platforms.
All the platforms. Look for us.
MySpace, all of them. I know, we always say that.
MySpace, yeah. No, look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfecta Podcast Company.
Very proud member to be on the Perfecta Podcast Network.
Alongside with On Tour Records.
On Tour Records, yes. We're all over the place. And, you know, interact with us on Facebook and on Twitter. SallyD08, that is my partner's Twitter. Sally. Very funny stuff coming out of him. I'm at Bob the Suit.
At Bob the Suit.
So, interact with us. Tell us what you want us to talk about on the show. We hear from people all over the world. We've got something like 55,000 listeners now. Proud of that. That's not bad, right?
It's awesome.
I mean, if it was a television show, it would have been canceled in the first week. But as a podcast,
on the Oxygen,
that's not bad.
Network. It's good.
It would have been on the Oxygen Network. Did you say that? Would have been on the Carbon Monoxide Network, I think, with 55,000 listeners. What's happening in the world? I sent you a couple of things earlier.
Well, I wanted to. I wanted to talk about Britney Spears and what she's going through. Are you a Britney Spears fan?
I'm not a Britney Spears fan. I bought it for my kids when they were younger. I'm not a detractor either. I think she's a talented woman. I feel sorry for what she's going through. Yeah.
So I until this statement that she made last week, you know, I really didn't even know what was going on with her. So a conservatorship, just a, you know, for our listeners maybe in Ireland or whatever that don't understand what a conservatorship is.
Yeah.
That is when you are, and correct me if I'm wrong, you are deemed kind of out of it that you can't really take care of your financial needs and your and your daily activities.
Yes.
So somebody takes over your life. Now, you could be a plumber and somebody takes over your life. But when you're Britney Spears and somebody takes over your life, they're generating millions and millions of dollars.
60 million, to be exact.
So her dad became her conservatorship person.
Yeah.
And is controlling her, not letting her. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff we can go into.
Yeah.
We don't have time, but literally preventing her from having children.
Yeah.
Because they just don't want
her. Or so they say.
And controlling her, only giving her. This one floored me. They're only giving her $2,000 a month allowance for, you know, for financial situations. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, she's selling out 20,000 seat arenas and, you know, you're only going to give me $2,000 a month. I mean, that first thing I would be like, no, that shit's changing, you know, like I'm getting more money than that. I don't know why she didn't do that, but that's another story. So I don't understand her situation. I don't understand why she can't get out of it. And then here's my joke of the thing. If I want to joke about it, because I know it's a serious issue and I'm not trying to make a joke about like mental, you know,
that's not issues. You would never do that.
But here's my joke. If she controls her performance and he's making money on her performance, then why does she just go out every night? Her friends will understand, or her fans will understand. Just go out every night and start singing like William Hung from American Idol fame and dancing like Elaine.
She bang! She bang!
From Seinfeld.
Start dancing like Elaine?
Yeah. And the tour will diminish.
It'll tank.
Right? It'll tank. Her dad will be depressed and probably die of a heart attack. And then she can go back out on a resurrection tour.
Five
years from now. No, I know that's... But why doesn't she tell him she doesn't want to perform anymore or something? Why does she want to perform so he can make more money off of her fame, and then he's not letting her live her life?
Good question. I think I want to say I know more about this than I should know, but it's because in my past, in some relationships, I've known people who are bipolar, and who Britney Spears was diagnosed as that.
Okay.
And when I saw her plea, you know, to get out from under this thing, I felt really bad for her. And then I saw some of the stuff on Instagram where she was completely manic and was saying, you know, everybody's
like a couple years ago or recently?
No, recently. Okay. Yeah, she was posting these videos. It looked very similar to someone, a couple of people that I knew, I've known in my life, that had this similar illness. And so I feel really bad for her. I think that she's at a point where, you know, she doesn't want to be ruled by this conservatorship. But I think, I mean, the judge just ruled last week that the conservatorship is going to remain. Well, because I think they found out, they did an evaluation of her and said, okay, you know, she's okay, but we can't let her have complete access to all this money. She's not completely healthy. That's what I got from out of that.
Okay,
now, I don't know anything about her old man. He might be a shithead. He might be a good guy.
Some people say he's actually a nice guy, but hey, this you're hearing it pre-recorded here on the Salem Bob Show, but it's coming through our wire here. We have a direct link to People Magazine.
Yeah,
and
right.
Now they are saying that Britney Spears attorney Sam Ingham asked to resign following bombshell court hearing. So Ingham's resignation comes several weeks after Spears told the court, "I haven't really had the opportunity by my own self to actually handpick my own lawyer by myself." So on Tuesday, Sam Ingham III asked to resign as Spears' attorney after serving as her attorney since the start of her conservatorship 13 years ago, according to documents obtained by People. Why is he quitting right now after 13 years?
Well, maybe he just doesn't want the negative
publicity.
In
the documents tendered to the court as to why he and his firm, Loeb & Loeb LLP, no longer wish to represent the singer. He and the firm asked that their resignation goes into effect upon the appointment of new court-appointed counsel. The news, which was first reported by TMZ, comes several weeks after Spears told the court that she never knew she could file to end the conservatorship. I don't understand that, how she didn't know. You know, that's maybe why the lawyer's quitting, you know, because he had to have told her.
Yeah, and he's probably frustrated. Now, there's also a possibility, you know, like moths to a flame, lawyers like to go where the money is, right?
Yeah.
And there's $60 million in this case, and there's, you know, I wouldn't be surprised at all to find out that the guy was milking the conservatorship for, you know, heightened fees and ripping her off. I mean, anything could be happening.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. What a story. And, you know, I didn't even know she was bipolar. I mean, you just told me she's bipolar.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I just thought she was like, she had like a nervous breakdown a few years ago. And I just thought it was over that. And her dad kind of took over just so she didn't have to think about it anymore. I didn't know she was like in this horrible situation for the last few years where she couldn't, you know, even even if she wanted to have a kid, she couldn't even have one.
That's her talking. Now, there was a judge who ruled in favor of the conservatorship. Now, I don't know. Hey, look, you have corrupt judges. You have corrupt people in all avenues and walks of life. But it seems to me that he looked at the evidence and said, you know what? This thing needs to stay in place because she's still not completely healthy, and she needs somebody to make sure that her estate stays intact for her, for her health, for her children, all that. I hope that's what's going on. Well, I hate to think that a judge was corrupt and was colluding with the lawyers
Nonsense. I totally agree with you. You know what? You know, we like to just jump around here on the Sal and Bob Show. And you know
what do you got now? Let's get off of this.
Here's what Britney Spears needs to do. She needs to leave her dad, leave her tour for a while. And if she's not married to anybody, she should go to a swingers festival.
Oh, that's the one we read about in the UK, right?
There's a swingers festival going on. 400 swingers took part in a 4-day sex fest that included a mobile dungeon and bondage demons.
Wait, did you say mobile dungeon?
Yeah, mobile dungeon. Because it's in a field. It's like
field.
It is. It's like, it looks like a big Woodstock area.
Yeah.
And it's for the festival. So up to 200 swingers descended on fields in Lincolnshire to kick off a 4-day sex fest.
Sex fest?
Yeah, the happy campers descended on fields near Grantham, Lincolnshire on Friday to take part in Swingathon, which was almost canceled last week after organizers claimed it was too much hassle. Hot tubs, a naked singer, fetish demos, and a Mr. Swingathon 2021 competition was on offer for kinky guests for E200 ticket. Couples could also enjoy adult bouncy castles, a mobile dungeon.
Wait, did you say adult bouncy castles?
Yeah, so you, are you kidding me? You just bounce around in those castles.
I guess.
Like you're a 5-year-old at McDonald's. Unbelievable. A mobile dungeon, a wet t-shirt competitions, and sleep in a 4-person yurt. All said to be COVID
really
compliant.
A yurt?
What's a yurt?
It's what they, it's a home in Mongolia.
It's a small little place?
Oh, it's a very small place, but because it's handmade and it's made like out on the plains and on mountainsides, you know.
Oh, okay. So it's a four-person
It's like an earthen tent.
Yeah, like almost like sleeping in the earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they did one of those COVID compliant somehow. I don't know how they did
COVID
that.
Compliant.
Was there a mask on the entrance? What the hell is that? Was it a mask on the rocks?
So they call this thing a swing-a-thon. I love that, Sal. I can't even get into the Toyota-thon. Like, come on, you organizers.
The Suburban Honda? You can't call it.
I'd be a good guest. I'd bring snacks and party favors. I'd even help, on the cleanup.
Oh, God, that's funny. This place is, let me see, what is it? A man who answered the phone on the number connected to the event website said on Friday, I don't have to tell you anything. After a meet and greet on Friday, Randy guests headed to a beach. Oh, they're talking about people just going down there, going nuts. Okay, these are just stories of people trying to get to this spot because you had to get to the spot. Or else you'd just be screwing your loved one in a field somewhere. You had to get to the spot.
Do you think there's love entering into this?
I didn't know how to say that, but if you didn't get to the spot, you're not, you're just screwing in a field if you don't get to where the thing is going on.
Screwing in a field. Yeah, that was a hit in 1979 by let's see, The Outfield. No, they didn't come around until the 80s, whatever.
Now, what is all this stuff? You sent me also an article that said COVID-19 could have an effect on erectile dysfunction now. Is that what you sent me?
Yeah, I sent that to you because...
what do you know about this?
Well, I read that article and they said people who... men, obviously... experiencing erectile dysfunction because they are COVID long haulers and this is a prolonged thing. That's not, it's not like it's a week or 2 weeks that some men are finding it really hard, to sport the wood. Months after dealing with COVID. So gentlemen, if you are still on the fence about getting the jab, as it were,
so what you're saying is
get the shot
instead of offering $1 million lottery tickets for the vaccine.
Yeah, like Ohio's
doing.
They
should have just put, you know, just said, you want to keep your wiener.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Do you want to keep your wood? Sign here and get the jab. Yeah, it's a little scary, right?
Well, we didn't put flags on our little penises, so we don't know. Maybe somebody's got to invent dick flags. Dick flags.
Did you just say we didn't put flags on our little penises? Hey,
I meant to say masks. Cut that out, Nate.
No. I don't want to cut it out. I want to say this is the Sal and Bob show. We could hang flags off the penises we got.
Oh, my God. We are drunk, man.
Yeah, we are.
We probably shouldn't even release this.
We're always a little drunk on the Sal and Bob show. That's the truth. So there was another story we wanted to cover, and that was apparently scientists have been doing, and they do this all the time, and I find it fascinating. In the water supply, okay? So from your home, from your house, from your apartment, from wherever you live, you are flushing stuff into the public sewer domain, right?
Sure.
And then it goes to a center where it's cleaned with chemicals and scrubbed, and then it's sent back out as drinking water. Well, scientists are finding now that, among other things, there are certain species of fish that are exhibiting strange behavior because of all the meth in the water. Oh, trout, Sal.
Tell me about this.
Trout have been showing signs of meth addiction because the filters in the water treatment centers in the cities around the country, they can't filter out everything. And in fact, we did something on this a couple years ago on the Sal and Bob show where antidepressants were showing up in aquatic life. Yeah. And they just thought fish were being happy. So this is sort of the next extension that animals, fish, are experiencing meth addiction. Does that bum you out?
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
I mean, next time we go fishing, we're like, oh, I got a live one. You know, this thing, it fights for like 20 minutes. It's an 8-inch trout. It gets in the boat and asks you for money. You know, can you give me a couple of bucks and throw me back?
So, when you go to Red Lobster now, the lobsters in the cage are just all, it looks like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in the water thing.
Randall Patrick McMurphy in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, he referred to everybody in there as the Mental Defective League. So that's what you get with these trout.
That's what it seemed like to me, but that's disgusting. I mean, we're just polluting our oceans, but we're killing fish. Yeah. I mean, or we're making them addicted to opioids or heroin or what's going on?
We're polluting everything. It's getting worse by the day. I read an article just a couple weeks ago that fish at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. This is the deepest point of the ocean on Earth. I think it's something like 37,000 feet, which is over 7 miles deep.
Jeez.
There is no sunlight. I don't think there's any vegetation down there. But there, you know, these are where the fish that have that little lamp on their head have evolved. You know, so there's a little light, and they attract other fish, and then they eat those fish. You know, even in these fish, they found pieces of plastic in them.
Wow.
Because plastic is everywhere in the ocean. It's so disgusting, man, what we've done to the planet, isn't it?
Now, I was here, and again, we don't need to go down this rabbit hole because I don't understand it a lot, but I was there saying something about how if we took the salt out of the ocean, we could use that for better purposes. So, but how do we take salt out of the ocean water?
Desalination, and there are desalination plants around the Gulf states, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Oman, I think it's Oman. Anyway, they actually set up these huge water treatment plants that take the salt out of the water to provide fresh water for their people.
Correct.
Yeah.
So why aren't we spending a gazillion dollars as a world for that, to get that done? Since our world is, what, 3/4 water.
Why don't we take
the freaking salt out of the water?
Good point.
We water is used for everything. I mean, California can't put the wildfires out because they have no water.
Right.
You know, that's right.
But I think salt water will put that out, though.
I don't even know if they can use it.
They have these planes that have these enormous sort of collectors. And they drop down into the ocean and they pick up, you know, as many, I don't know how many thousands of gallons of water. Yeah. And then they dump it on the forest fire.
So they are using it for that. But whatever, for agriculture purposes and all that, we could.
Right. You got to have fresh water.
For that. So anyway, because we have droughts and shit's not growing. And I don't understand why we just don't use the ocean water for more of our benefit.
That's a good point. I think, you know,
I'm not a biologist, scientist, or whatever, but it just seems like it's something that's there. And if salt makes it bad to use, then get rid of the salt.
Well, you know, in places of the world where they don't have fresh water, like, I mean, we're located in Michigan. We have the world's most abundant fresh water. Right?
Sure.
We're surrounded by the Great Lakes. But you go over to the Gulf states, they got nothing. They got desert and they got ocean. So they got to figure out how to get that salt out of the water. And then they keep their people hydrated.
Yeah.
Look at what we did. What did we start with? I don't even know where we started, but we covered meth addicted trout, Britney Spears. And here we are on desalination.
This is what it's about. I mean, again, we're not at a steakhouse because I know the world is kind of open now, but it's still kind of closed in a way. Anyway, we haven't been able to get out to a steakhouse, but that's what it's all about. To sit in a steakhouse booth, get ready to order your steak, and talk about the day's topics. One of the other days of topics that are going on, the basketball finals are going on. It's the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Phoenix Suns. I called it actually about a month and a half ago on another episode. I said Phoenix would win it all. So good luck to them tonight as they start game one. Baseball, Tigers are playing competitive baseball. They look decent. They're not going to do anything in the playoffs this year, but they look like a team that's striving towards better days.
You know what they remind me of? Remember the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Yeah.
Were they the Junkyard Dogs? Who was that? They're kind of shaping up to be like that. They're just scrappy.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they got a couple of scrappers. Their pitching, future pitching prospects are so good. Kill Badu's kind of coming into his own, and we're going to keep that guy. You know,
that's exciting because he came out of the gate crazy in April, and it was like, okay, is this going to be a flash in the pan? No, I think he's going to be a star.
Yeah. So the Tigers have, 70 games left, and then you got the Lions are starting mini camps pretty soon.
What's your prediction for the Lions, by the way?
You know, the Lions, I think they're going to just be like...
17-game season now.
Is it a 17-game?
Well, yeah.
So
prolong the misery. What's your win-loss for them?
I think they're just going to go like 7-10 because I think
they're going to... I would take that.
I think they're going to struggle because they got a tough schedule. I think a new quarterback, a new coach.
Yeah.
Here's my prediction. They're either going to be like overachievers and go like 11-6 and people are going to go, wow. Or they're going to go 6-11 and go, all right, they're growing. They're not going to go 9-8. I don't think it's either going to be 11-6 or maybe even 3-14. I mean,
okay.
Seriously,
all right.
It's one or the other.
Three different eventualities.
They're not going to be.
I won't be surprised at any of those predictions. I won't be surprised at 11-6 because we've seen how that happens.
Yep.
A new coach, a new chemistry. Nobody saw it coming. You know, people don't take them seriously. They win 5 or 6 games that they shouldn't win. So I won't be surprised at that. And I won't be surprised at 3-14.
Yeah.
That's
exactly
surprising.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. By the way, before we do anything else for this episode, I want to just say good luck to you this weekend. You are doing a full weekend headlining at One Night Stands Comedy Club in Waterford, Michigan.
Yes, and very much looking forward to that.
So make sure you guys get out there if you're listening to this and you are in the metropolitan Detroit area. Go see Bob Phillips at 4761 Highland Road, Waterford. Stands Comedy Club, onenightstandscomedyclub.com for tickets Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You can call them directly at 248-875-6524. That's 248-875-6524. Or just go to One Night Stands, STANS, comedyclub.com for more information on upcoming shows. Go see our friends there, Mike Green and Katie and Stan and the staff. They do a great job. And you are there this week with some other great comedians that are open up for you. Might even be a surprise comedian stopping by on the
national
level that might stop by during your shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And anyway.
It could happen.
Even if that person doesn't show up.
It could be Judy Tenuta. It could happen.
It could be, you never know, it could be Elvis. Elvis could still be alive, and he's coming to Bob Phillips' show.
Jeez, if he is but alive, he smells terrible.
You got
terrible.
Drink specials there. You've got, they've got the best popcorn.
Do you remember, is there a signature drink at One Night Stands? I think they have one.
I don't know,
most comedy clubs have one, right? And I can't remember what theirs is, but I did the Shreveport Comedy Club about 3 weeks ago in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Aptly named club. Yeah, one of these guys sitting around going, okay, what are you going to name this club? Shreveport Comedy Club. All right, Clem, you're a genius. They had a signature drink at the Shreveport Comedy Club. It was called the Lieutenant Dan.
All right.
Be careful Lieutenant of that Dan. If you go down there. Just one of them, you can't feel your legs. Hi-o! Jokes, silly, stupid jokes like that you can hear this weekend at One Night Stands in Waterford.
Go see Bob Phillips. Go to bobphillips.com for all his shows, saldemilo.com for my shows. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram.
We're so social.
We are very, very social as I just got a picture taken of me. And but yeah, definitely go check out Bob Phillips at One Night Stands Comedy Club. I will be there August 12th through the 14th.
That's right, and I will come and see one of those shows.
Yeah. So what else you got, man? You have a good, you have great July 4th party.
We had a great 4th of July party here at October Park Studios. Glad to see. What'd you say, bud?
I said October Park Studios. Right when you said it. Yeah. You said the party was at October Park Studios.
October Park Studios, the scene October of the 4th of July party, maybe of the century. We had a lot of food, a lot of booze, a lot of fun was had, and I just want to say to everybody who said they were coming and didn't. You're never gonna get invited again.
Never.
All right, that's it for me, Sal. How you doing? You ready to rock and roll? And
let's wrap it up, baby.
See this show out.
We don't have a steakhouse to talk about today. Nope. We will be back in future times here, as we are at the halfway point of 2020. We have many weeks to go. We will be going to a steakhouse near you. Hit us up on Facebook. Check out bobphillips.com, saldemilo.com. Thank you so much for listening to the Sal and Bob Show. We'll see you guys and listen to us next week for an all new episode of the Sal.
We're having trouble letting go of this one, aren't we? Good night, everybody.
Good night.